So, I'm all about entertainment lately, in all different forms. What's been entertaining me all weekend, and frankly, I think I understand addiction now, so, is Tiny Tower. I'm not a game player. I really never have been. My husband is such a geek. He has an Xbox 360, and he plays all these fucking games, and I always buy them for him because it's his thing, and I support him, even though I think it's so lame. And one night he did ask me to play like some first person shooter game with him, and I just kept shooting in circles. Anyway, so he's been obsessed with this game. Ooh, I just dropped my phone on my boobs. That's the closest that you will ever get to touching my boobies. Twitter, do you hear that? Anyway, so Tiny Tower, it's an iPhone game, and I can't even believe that I'm going to say this, but you amass money and then you can build apartments and stores and you manage your little tiny tower. And I'm obsessed with my tiny tower. I have 12 floors. I have 24 people. I have Section 8 housing. I have a brothel. I have a grow house. I have a video store. Can't believe that it's happened. We've been married for, I think 11 years, and his dork has worn on me, and I am now officially a dork. So, after I record this, I have to, I've been stalking. My Tiny Tower people have been very busy stalking. I need nachos. I need fucking beer. I have a brew house. I got a bookstore I gotta fucking take care of. I got a leaky faucet. Actually, no. See, that's what I would love. I would love it if I could be a slumlord, but you really can't do much with the people. But anyway, it's interesting. So you should also get addicted to Tiny Tower. The other thing that I did is I watched a movie that wasn't for children this weekend. I normally don't watch movies unless I am using it as a babysitter for my children. But my husband, we didn't have any plans, and so we watched Contagion. Oh, fuck, I've got to move my car. Hold, please. Please hold. Okay, I'm back. So, Contagion. Contagion? Contagion. Either way, we're all going to die, is what I've taken from this. Because that shit was really real. Too real. I can't handle this kind of stuff. I can only watch, like, zombies, which I also watched the Walking Dead finale. So good. Love Walking Dead. Another thing that my husband, never really thought about zombies before him. Not really a fan girl, a zine girl. I've never read comics, but I'm sucked into the Walking Dead, and last night it was awesome. And I cannot wait for season 3, but it's going to be a while. So next is Game of Thrones. He doesn't watch anything with me. I just watch everything with him. I guess I'm a geek at heart. Anyway, so Contagion. Basically, I am a germaphobe, and this movie has put me in overdrive. And I don't know. I don't like movies like this because it can really happen. And all you need is one psycho with a smart psycho, and then we're done for. We're over. And I don't want to go that way, although it seemed pretty quick. I don't know. It's really hot. And that's the other thing. It's too hot. I keep confusing it. And I'm like, it's May. No, it's March. No, it's May. Feels like May. Doesn't feel like March. I'm in jeans and a black long sleeve shirt, and I'm sweating my tits off. So I'm surprised that my phone didn't stick to them when it fell. Suck on that, Twitter. Later.